All right, welcome back to another episode of the Just Our Luck podcast. I am your host, Key, and guys, the day has finally come. We have hit the last episode of season one, and I just want to say thank you so much, you know, mostly to my friends or people I went to school with, for tuning in every week, that one time, that couple of times, to listen to me chat and interview my other friends who also probably listen to this. I just wanted to use this last episode just to not only reflect, but kind of hopefully leave some lasting words. Just because I feel like this was very much an experimental project. If you know me, you know I've always been a creative person in some random outlet, you know, not to categorize myself, but I was a theater kid up until high school. So I was always doing something that involved some type of creativity. And even as I approached graduating in the middle of a freaking pandemic that is still ongoing, let the record show, I always knew that I wanted to tap back into something that I didn't know much about, that I felt like would help me learn. And I mean, also, you know, not just for my future career opportunities, but just in general, I just feel like whenever I do something, I've always been a very like intentional person. So like, yes, I could have had a podcast and talked about, you know, absolutely nothing, culture, blah, 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 whatever. But like a lot of people are doing that. And it just like, yes, my opinions are different, which is why literally everyone has a podcast. But I also just felt like what was going to be something different that people didn't really have to listen to use. And what better way than to use my experimental creativity on a podcast about graduating in the pandemic? Because who else would know about graduating in a pandemic? Actually, I literally have no idea. Did the Spanish flu in the early 1900s count as a pandemic? Not entirely sure. Obviously, I did not get my degree in history. However, I just felt like, you know, March, April, May, when it was looking very bleak, June, July, August, when it was still looking pretty bleak, who else was like, wow, guys, you know, like not to be misery loves company and to just use this moment to like just die in self-pity and like wallow in it. But it's also like really realistic to tell those stories, and especially tell those stories specifically from, you know, young adults of color, queer adults, you know, adults who went to a PWI and suffered, you know, people who not only are looking for jobs, but are still in school. So I really, you know, hope that message came across. I've chatted with a lot of my friends who are in the fields from business to public relations to freaking, you know, grad school for occupational therapy and sports psychology and education. But also, I wanted to make sure that, you know, we also talk to people who, you know, were in this specific moment in time as a stepping stone, and people who also, you know, definitely know that what they're doing is not something that they're passionate about. You know, when I spoke to Leanne, my first guest on my podcast, she's working in PR, and that is literally, she does not want to do that at all. However, you know, someone's got to pay the bills, even if the bills don't exist. And then, you know, even talking to Crystal, who's currently in her gap year, looking to jump back into school, you know, next fall, next spring. It's really important to just, I just feel like it's really important for all of us to like be open and honest. I'm all about honesty. You know, I can literally tell you right now, for the most part, I really like my job at my media agency, but these last 2 weeks I've been very, very busy. And is that fun? No. But I don't think every day at work is going to be cookies and rainbows. Like, hello, that's a little unrealistic. But yeah, that was my rant on what I hope you guys, you know, learned, understood. Even if you didn't listen to every episode, I, you know, in the beginning was definitely heavy on my mindful mantras. And then I kind of took a step back from it just because, like, I don't want to try and portray like toxic positivity, you know, kind of that like everything's fine, everything's gonna be fine, everything is absolutely fine, darling. You know, it's okay to say sometimes it's not. It's okay to be like, you know, I had this list of things that I could do after my work day, but I'm not gonna do it. I have this list of things that I could do after I finish my schoolwork, but it's also final season, and you know what? I don't want to. And I just really hope I provided a diverse and like holistic view of other people's experiences of, you know, the dumpster fire that was 2020. And I just really, really, really hope that, you know, this touched you or a friend in some specific way. In what way? I have no idea how. But, you know, that's up to you. So, yeah, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. Of course, I'm not going to end it here. Gotta keep talking as I usually do. And today's short topic was just about this New York Times article that I had found. And the title of it is Remember, What You Do Is Not Who You Are. The line between our personal lives and our work lives has all but disappeared. Make the effort to redraw it. And I resonated so much with this article. I'll link it in the description box. You know, the notes of this episode in case you want to go and listen to it. But even when I was in college, my identity was being a student. And if I wasn't being a student, I was being a president, a treasurer, a scholar, a volunteer, you know, and especially in the ecosystem that is college, especially when you live on campus, your like work life becomes your personal life. And a lot of those ecosystems and communities blend together, if that makes sense. So, for example, my very, very, very close friends were also, you know, my alliance sisters. They were also my treasurers, secretaries in, you know, our sorority or my org, you know, Cassidy, who was on here towards the beginning. We were president and vice president of one of the orgs on our campus. Like, you know, sometimes when we're not in school, we would still be talking about things, you know, that had to do with NCNW. And I think when we're in college, we don't mind that because, you know, your friends are the people you want to work with. You know how they work. You know how they communicate X, Y, and Z. But I will say it's been very interesting transitioning out of those habits after you graduate college. So, you know, obviously for myself starting a job or for even, you know, my other friends who are in grad school and maybe their programs aren't in person or they are, you know, once again, either their lives are meshing together more so on the in-person grad school experience, or because grad school is mostly online, they do have that division of like, you know, when I open this laptop, I'm doing schoolwork. When this laptop is closed, I am absolutely not. And I just feel like on top of a plethora of things that they don't tell us about to prepare us for like real adulthood, we don't know how to compartmentalize different sectors of our lives. And I say that just because this is something I'm actively learning. You know, there are days after working where I don't want to do anything. Like I said earlier, you know, I have a couple things on my to-do list, but I'm burnt out and I want to lay in my bed and I want to watch TV. So one way that I've tried to counteract the potential, you know, deadbeat tired that I feel after work is trying to capitalize more on my mornings. So for example, I really don't have to log on till like 9:30. And I think if I'm being proactive and waking up at 7:30 and I'm saying, okay, getting out the bed at 8, getting out the bed at 7:45, I have a whole hour and 15 minutes, hour, whatever, of having my own time before I have to put my computer on, already having this energy, you know? I freaking will clean up. I'll go through my clothes. I'll, you know, go for a walk, check the mail. I don't know, read, because reading is fundamental and we should all still be reading in our adulthood, guys. But yeah, I just think that I'm actively trying to figure out what the heck I'm doing. And I want to read this specific part of the New York Times article because I was like, whoa, this is making sense, guys. So this article is written by Tim Herrera from February 2021. He says, one of the best pieces of career advice I've ever gotten was to think of jobs as verbs rather than nouns. So, for example, I do journalism rather than I am a journalist. Or I do youth education rather than I'm a teacher. Yes, it feels like a silly, arbitrary little word swap, and you never actually say that at a party, but it is a mental shift that can help to disentangle who you are as a person from how you spend your days to make money for rent and groceries. Now, personally, I was amazed. I mean, in hindsight, like reading that out loud, it does make sense. And I feel like these are ideas we kind of hear about like here and there. Like, I don't want to be identified by my work or my work life. However, I do think, you know, those lines kind of blur when you're so passionate about your work life. I don't know if that makes sense. You know, I specifically think about, you know, I guess more so like the entertainment space, specifically, you know, writing, acting, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I think it more so helps to separate these identities. At least in this moment that I am right now, I think it's helpful to separate these identities if it's something, you know, you're not like super passionate and in love about. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Would love to hear your thoughts on that. But you know, something that if somebody asked me, you know, what I do, which I did have this experience recently, you know, like I would say like, oh, yeah, I work at a media agency. But at the same time, how do I say, but, you know, if I'm a creative, let's say I identify as a podcaster or I identify as a writer or a video creator. Am I gonna say that? I don't know. These are just things that, like, as I'm realizing I'm a real adult, like, these are topics of conversations that we're having. And realizations of adulthood could be, like, literally a whole nother season. But I just think it's really helpful to make sure that we have our own identity first before we kind of like lump work or like lump school into that. Especially, I don't know if I've said on like earlier podcasts, but by junior year, I had burnt myself out. Yes, I was loving. Yes, I loved what I did in regards to like my sorority, my, you know, extracurricular activities, my scholarship. But girl, when I came home, I wasn't trying to be looking at my emails, sending people logos to co-sponsor their event. I wanted to have my me time. And that's something I did. I said from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Okay, sure. Gotcha. After 8 p.m., don't ask me to do anything. Obviously, this didn't account for schoolwork, in case, you know, projects, essays, blah, blah, whatever. But just in terms of like, I don't want to do this right now. You know, creating that boundary, I think definitely helped me from just completely giving up in the middle of the year. So I think something similar to that, I'm applying currently to, you know, now being like a 23-year-old who has a job. Nuts. I even had a performance evaluation recently, and obviously it was fantastic. However, you know, when I have to, looking back, knowing that I had to answer the questions first before like we went over them, there were a few things that I already saw coming, or that like I was, you know, like, yeah, this is something I can do better at, or this is something I could get more help on. I also like was not necessarily underestimating myself, but more like I was harsh. I don't even want to say harsh, because I'm like pretty realistic when it comes to me. But in, you know, in conclusion, what I'm trying to say is that I'm always expecting what other people are going to say about me. So I'm like, okay, let's back up. Let's get my head out of my own butt. You know, obviously what I think I'm doing is amazing, but would somebody else say this? And I mean, in the end, yes, they did say I was doing amazing, you know. But I think it's really important to be realistic. So once again, if I know I'm going to be tired at the end of the day, I'm going to try and maximize my morning. Now, don't ask me about working out. That comes with my mood. It could be middle of the day, be morning, night. That's something we're still working on. We're still tackling that. You know, I can only work out in my room so much before I'm ready to never work out again. But I say all of this to say that I think it's just really important how we identify ourselves, how we are able to know the difference of work life versus personal life, or even if you want those things to be combined. I don't know. It's your life, man, not mine. I could say right now, I'm okay. I am okay. Somebody asked me what my hobbies are. I have three answers ready to go. Reading, roller skating / skateboarding. And then, you know, I do love a good, you know, plant maintenance moment. Will that lead to me getting more plants? Another problem for another day, but the answer is looking like yes. Anyways, moving on. I just want to also highlight another small paragraph from this article that I'm referencing. And it's from a quote from a professor from the University of Texas at Austin. And he says, "Work life, generally speaking, you ride a roller coaster. Not every day is a good day. There are projects you work on that don't always go well. And if you're doing anything interesting, that has to be the case. If everything you have going on in your life is focused on work, it means your entire life rides the roller coaster." And in the context of college, that was definitely the case. You know, who wants to be logged onto Blackboard when it's the weekend, or when you're at a party, or when you're just trying to be social with your friends? Nobody. But guess what? School is my life, or so I thought. So I was always rolling with it. And as we get older, I think, at least it's my opinion, that I don't think those, you know, habits should follow us unless we want them to. Let me preface by saying, unless you want them to. Personally, I do not. Couldn't be me. No, thank you. No, thank you very much. So yeah, I will link this article in the notes of this episode. And then lastly, I came across a thread on Reddit. I'm not really a Redditor, guys, let me just say. However, I thought this was so nice that there's literally a subreddit on career advice. Anyone, you know, comes on here, talks about what they're experiencing right now in their workplace, you know, advice people can get, help with resumes, how to move on from one position to another, how to talk to their coworkers. This was so like reassuring to see, because I mean, not to like toot my own horn, but when it came to things that, you know, were brought on by COVID, i.e. lack of employment, you know, especially looking at this time last year, or even just like other people competing in the space that was very much like man, what the hell is going on? I found nothing, which is why I made this podcast. But if you're interested, visit the career guidance subreddit, and I'll just read you some of the topics now, because listen, y'all, the grind don't stop. You know, there's a lot of people in here who aren't in their 20s. They're in their 30s. They're, you know, moving from one job to another. They don't know how to communicate with their bosses. It is so interesting. And I mean, maybe it's just me and like I'm a very nosy person in general, but just even like having this place to complain slash seek advice slash seek other people's opinions is so nice and so reassuring that we are not out here by ourselves flailing in the middle of the ocean, you know? Whack. There are other people who are going through the same thing. So yes, give that subreddit a chance if you would like. Dive deep into the world that is Reddit. Very interesting, very fun. But that concludes today's episode, this week's episode, this month's final episode of Just Our Luck Podcast. This is the end of season one. Once again, thank you so much for listening to me ramble, listening to my friends ramble. I hope you found some type of interest. I hope you really enjoyed, you know, this journey. I will say, I'm not entirely sure if Just Our Luck Podcast season two will once again have the same format, focus on, you know, the same concept. It could be something completely different. It could not be. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts, guys. Would love to appreciate it. Please, if you're on Apple Podcasts, give me 5 stars. Leave a lovely comment. Would love to see what you guys said. If you're on Google or Spotify, I mean, if y'all could just like click that ugly purple icon on your iPhone, if you have an iPhone, and then find my podcast and then give me 5 stars too, you could do that too. You know, I'm just saying support your Black content creators, because I'm doing this for funsies. That's really it. I appreciate you all so much. Be blessed. Be productive. Be the best version of yourself. Because you know what? No one else is going to do it. Okay? All right, guys. And that is a wrap on season one. Bye.